coochie mama with her big butt all over my husband out there on the dance floor.
Valerie Ring.
This is my wedding day. I'm supposed to be happy.
Everybody's happy.
On Z100.
But we'd be more happy if we go out there and beat that hoe down.
Yesterday, I canceled Paragon Cable.
You did?
There's no reason for cable.
There are no coupons with cable.
Listen, it's so
what about
so
your
cool.
own enjoyment?
I go to the neighbor's house.
What's this? You are so cheap, you're driving me crazy.
What's this?
God!
Hey, Valerie Ring, 5 years in the future. Well, as you noticed, I'm a little bit down. Because, you know, last week my mom died, and I loved her a lot. But a couple of years back, my daughter Ronnie moved out. So I had a lot of extra closet space, and I figured, hey, why pay some mortuary $5,000 when I can just stick my mom in one of the extra closets? I know it stinks a little bit, but I save $5,000 at my mom's funeral. And I can open the door and talk to her anytime I want. And for once, she doesn't talk back. I always get the last word in. Gee, my mom stinks and is all bone and rotten flesh hanging off of her. But I save $5,000. Hey, you rats, quit chewing on my mom.
You stop that.
Okay, let me ask sort of a general question. How does a woman's perspective help what you guys do?
I think having a woman there just gives another viewpoint to whatever the topic is.
Well, Val, that's a great answer, but we'd like to hear the real Valerie Ring answer. You know, how do you help the Z Morning Zoo?
Well, Pete, it all started when I lived in Venice, California in 1974. I was listening to a Doobie Brothers song, and a friend of mine called me up and told me if I played it backward, I'd hear messages from the devil. So I played it backwards, and I heard the devil saying, hey, why don't you get a job in radio, because men suck, and women need to be on the air, because men are stupid and don't know nothing. So I took them up on their advice, and I went to Mount Hood Community College and took a class, first found it on the book of a match. So I got in, and I worked hard and got all the way to the top, and then someone asked me what time it is, and I break out into tears. I think we need that in radio. See, because, you know, a lot of times people know that women don't have a sense of humor, so I think we need people who have less sense of humor on the radio, who can look at life and say, God, I'm depressed. Aren't you depressed, too? That's my job, is to make sure that you're depressed. Because I walk home from work with a gun in my mouth, sucking on the barrel, just wondering about pulling the trigger. And I think a lot of people need to be in touch with that. I think if more people blew their heads off, we'd have less traffic. So there's the answer to your question, Pete. Thanks for coming by.
That is so true.